Coming up on TMSPM, when your call is worse than your duty.
Duty. Games and drugs with Dan.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMSPM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMSPM. It is Friday, October 12th, 2018. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett in his Spider-Man outfit.
Oh, no, Scott, please, let me correct you. That this is not a Spider-Man outfit. Spider-Man's costume is cool and rad. And even in some form is really, really cool. But no, this is a Scarlet Spider costume, Scott.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget. Well, anyway, whatever. Hey,
exactly.
Stan Lee'd be rolling in his grave. He's not dead yet. Oh, no. What have I done?
Oh, no. Don't say that. Oh, my God. You're going to say that? It's going to be
I know.
Prophetic.
I shouldn't say it. It could be any minute now. Like, really, the guy's in his 90s. That's how you do. You don't go much further than that. And I'm just saying, keep your eye on the prize there, Stan. It'll all work out.
Jeez. I just hope that he's being taken better care of now. Like, I hope that he's in it sounds morbid. I hope he's in a better place.
Pretty sure his daughter's taking
Literally,
care of him now or something. Isn't it his daughter? Yeah. I think so. Something like that.
Yeah, probably his daughter. I was hoping he was going to take Kevin Smith up on his offer.
Yeah, that would have been kind of a hoot. That's a great. That would have been a really good reality show.
That would have been a reality show that I would have. They put that on CBS. You've got my $7.99 per month or however much it is.
There's your all access right
there. You don't even need to edit. Just make a live feed of Kevin Smith and Stan Lee living together in a house.
Yeah. What's breakfast
Listen,
like at that
you're
place?
You're going to drink all my skim milk. I'm going to.
No, he'd have Ensure. He had a cold Ensure.
I'm going to tear up your hockey jerseys, silly person.
You have so many. You won't miss a one.
But my skim milk, what am I supposed to eat my Goline Crunch with?
Ensure. You get a can of Ensure, crack it open, pour it in, you're good to go.
Exactly, yes.
Well, anyway, it's nice to see you all again. I saw some of you not but a half an hour ago as we finished up our Friday World of Warcraft raid stream.
How's that going? I didn't watch, but how is it going?
It's going fine. You know how FERT raids 2 hours at a time?
Yeah.
This group likes to go the full three. They go a full 3 hours.
Jeez.
So it's a beast. But we got everything cleared up until Zithromax or whatever his name is. Mithrax,
okay. Oh, wow, very good.
Yeah, but we didn't beat him. We had a real hard time, banged our head against that wall for a bit. Mm-hmm. And here I am now doing a thing that's not even related. This other show that we do, the one we're doing now. And it's fine.
Sorry. It's related. I mean, it's all related,
yeah,
you know?
Sure.
I mean,
it's all connected.
Just because we're doing a different show doesn't mean we don't still like those things.
Yeah, there's wiring and sinew and all that.
How come we're 2 weeks out? I'm sorry, 3 weeks out from BlizzCon.
Yeah.
We still don't know the band, right?
Nope.
I didn't miss a tweet, did I?
No, you haven't missed it. I feel like last year it was also very down to the wire, and I don't remember what the deal was. Maybe it's just hard to nail it down to the last second. I don't know what their deal is. I don't know what the holdup is, but
I imagine they announce it as soon as they have it firmed up, and they're just still working on firming it up. But
yeah.
Holy cow!
I mean, I'm just waiting for that announcement of the thing I probably won't go see anyway, because I usually just can't be bothered.
No, but you might go and watch it later on with a virtual ticket after your home and in the comfort of your own. Comfort of your own home. Sure.
Yeah. Why not? Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I did that with Ozzy back in 2009. I watched that. Hey, but what are you going to do? We're just going to have to wait and find out. Today, I found out something about myself that I probably could have figured out if I had just thought about it a little bit.
And what's that?
Well, if you haven't played Call of Duty for a while, and it's been a while for me, although I was buying the games up till, I want to say, 2 or 3 of them ago, something like that. So pretty current, you know, not crazy. But I kind of fell off the wagon in terms of, like, multiplayer. I just couldn't be bothered to get in there and hand my ass to... 12-year-olds all day and lose. And so It's been a while since I've partaken in the unholy union of multiplayer and Call of Duty. Well, Call of Duty Black Ops 4 is currently launched as of last night, midnight, and is available on consoles as well as the Blizzard Launcher. Now, you might be familiar, Brian, with the Blizzard Launcher, right?
Very familiar with the Blizzard Launcher, yeah. Yes. That's the thing that updates while I'm sitting there on Raid Chat with Furt Raid saying, No, I'm not. I'm still not in. Hold on. No, the bar's filling up. No, I'm still not in.
Yeah.
Still not
you know, in. Then you know all about it then because you've had that experience. Right. Well, it also it now features a new button over there that says Call of Duty Black Ops 4. Now, the only reason I have any interest in this at all is because this is their first attempt at a Battle Royale game, or at least one mode that is, and that mode is called Blackout. Okay, very mysterious, very cool, right? So I played it during the beta, and I kind of really ended up liking it. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to get this, and we're going to really go for it. Well, now that it's out in the wild, and all the good Call of Duty players are playing it, I am reminded how bad I am at Call of Duty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's unless you're playing this thing constantly. I mean, it's the Fortnite syndrome, right? Unless you are playing it constantly, you'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, I haven't played Fortnite in a few weeks. Let me go ahead and, oh, my God, I'm already dead.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not wrong. And that's how this feels a little bit. I did play with Civ for a hot couple of games, and that was really fun. We had a great time together, but we were getting our asses handed to us. All that aside, it's a pretty cool mode in there. I think they've actually kind of got something here. And I like that it's on this launcher I already like and trust. And, you know, I feel pretty good about it moving forward. But it's just little sad how bad I am.
Did you describe what Blackout mode is? And I completely missed it. I'm assuming it's a Battle Royale style.
Yes, yes.
Right?
I said it's their take on Battle Royale.
Okay.
And chat room, are you distracting Brian? Is that what's going
on? You're not. I went back and I did a search in Blizzard Entertainment's tweets from last year to see when they announced the ban. And they announced Muse on October 5th. So
oh my gosh, they're so behind.
A year and a week ago they announced it.
Oh, they are really pushing up against the edge.
So yes, I did get distracted, but you can't hold those guys accountable. They were very well behaved.
Good job, guys. Good job, guys.
So this new mode of Black Ops, is it like a side-scrolling shooter?
It's more like Diner Dash or Diner. What's it called? Diner Dash.
Diner Dash.
Yeah. You got to make food.
Endless Runner. Is that what it is?
Endless Runner. You go left to right. Don't die. It's that kind of thing.
Speaking of Endless Runners.
Yeah. You ate a lot of cherries. Go ahead.
I do have an app. I know we're not doing apps today, but...
Well, we might be because Dan just texted me and said their power's out, but he thinks it'll be up by the time we bring him in.
Then maybe I'll save it.
Do you want to save it? I don't know. It depends on Dan. Depends on his power. I guess...
I do actually have an actual smartphone tablet app, but this is a side thing, Oculus Go.
Yeah.
I bought one of those bundles, really early on bought one of those bundles and ended up playing Dead and Buried constantly because that, I think, is my favorite game on the Oculus Go. It's that cartoony Old West zombies attacking you game.
Oh, the one you recommended and we talked about a little bit on Thursday. Yeah.
Yes. So good. Thursday. Anyway.
Yeah. Whenever it was.
A few weeks ago or whenever it was. Yeah. Anyway. Or I did mention it a couple days ago, right? Yeah. Right. We were talking about me not playing my PSVR anymore. We talked about that.
Oh, yeah. No. When we were celebrating the 10-year or the 2-year anniversary of
PSVR. Of the PSVR. Yeah, here's this other thing. But, I just started playing B Team, which came in a bundle, and I realized I'd never tried it out. This thing is really cool, and it's like combo Endless Runner, shoot 'em up. But what's really cool about it is you're controlling four different characters, and you swap between them by sliding on your thumb pad.
Okay.
And each one has a different power. So part of it's an Endless Runner. You're running down this thing, and it's like, oh, I have a big gap that I need to jump over. I'm going to switch to the guy who can jump over the gap really well. Mm. Or I want to shoot something or punch something. I'm going to switch to the robot dude. And it's called B-Team and had no idea.
B-Team. I'm looking right now. B-Team, like literally it's the B-Team. Like
the B-Team as opposed to here's your A-Team. Ba-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Haven't heard that guy in a while.
No, we haven't. And the problem is, I probably have him, but I don't remember what I would have called that because it's so weird. Probably A-Team, right? Let's see. Do I have that? Hold on.
They're the A-Team.
that's not
it. No, that's so totally not it.
Something else. All right, there it is. B-Team, Oculus. Oh, it's rated highly as well.
Really?
Yeah, people like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's... I see why. It's great. It's a lot of fun.
$7.99. Not bad.
Worth it. Worth it.
Available for Go and all of the gear devices as well. Oh, this looks fun. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I've been needing a good, you know. So you're not having to run in place or anything, right? Like you're not. Endlessly.
No. Okay. You can't do that anyway with the Oculus Go. That's no, true, I sit in my chair.
That's totally
I sit in my
true.
Chair and I play this game.
All right.
And, you know, part of it, like I said, you'll do this little endless runner bit, and then you'll swap into gun mode, and then you got to shoot things target practice style. And then it's really, really well done. And it's good, really good immersive stylized graphics. I love it.
Good. That sounds all right. Yeah. Look at this little VR moment we're having right now.
That's right.
This
exactly.
is fantastic. All right, well, I'll check it out. $8. You can't do much worse than that. That's pretty good. It's not a lot of damage. I'll tell you what, Call of Duty Black Ops 4, $60. That's a chunk of change.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if you pre-order those on Amazon, you get like 20% off.
Oh.
So if you think it's a thing you're going to want, even if you're getting the digital version, I think you still get 20% off.
Oh, well, very nice.
Yeah, I don't know how that works with a Blizzard launcher, though. If it's still a code that Blizzard Activision.
It's the only way they're doing it. There's no other way to do it. So
act a Blizzard, yeah.
I think so because it doesn't work on anything else. There's no other way to do codes. So it'd have to be that. I mean, I know you can do codes on the Blizzard launcher. The question is,
right?
Can
you get those on Amazon?
Yeah, if they have a code for the PC version on Amazon, it'll work. I'm sure of it.
Oh, then I'm sure it'll work.
Yeah, right. It'd have to. That is the platform now. They're not doing it on Steam or anywhere else.
Cool.
And for some reason, I like that. So I guess maybe because I'm a Blizzard fanboy.
That's right. Yes.
All right. Tell me about, and I'll continue to be bad, and I'm going to stream it some, and everybody can watch me be terrible. But yeah,
Black as Ops. Long as you continue to make noises like,
yeah, happens all the time. You should have heard me today. I kept yelling. Here, forgive me this one S-bomb, but I kept yelling shit donkeys as loud as I could. There. Brian, tell me about the October mystery date. Is your wife listening? We don't want to know, do we?
Here's the thing. This is a mystery date where I'm breaking the rules and I'm letting her know 24 hours in advance because if she has a little bit of preparation, the more fun she'll have doing this. So I'm taking her out to dinner. That's not part of it. And then afterwards, we're going to this place called Upstairs Circus.
Mm.
They have four locations, two in Denver. One is in Lodo, which is the one we're going to, and then they've got one down the Denver Tech Center. They've also got one in Austin and one in Minneapolis.
Mm.
So, obviously, this would be a good recommendation for Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy and Adam.
Sure. You go there and you sit at a little high stand table kind of thing, and then you pick from a big collection of projects that you can do. And some are art projects, some are jewelry projects, some are kind of cool things for the home, for the kitchen, for the den, whatever. And you sit there and you drink and you hang out with other people and you make crap.
Oh, that sounds okay.
It's really cool looking. I've seen this place. We've walked by it a few times and seen the big logo, the big neon logo they have, and I've never checked it out. And I started perusing their website. There's some real cool stuff you can make, some like cool urban spray painty looking art and some I don't know, just some nifty stuff. And the whole time they're plying you with alcohol and food if you want.
yeah, no kidding. Well, that sounds all right. See, I feel like I told you this last time and I still feel this way. It feels like you guys are up in your game every time and that you're going to get to some crescendo and go, oh, crap, we've nowhere else to go unless I take you to Paris tonight. You know what
this
I mean?
This doesn't compare to friggin' Pat Benatar. You know, this is,
You're still fighting that, right? You're still climbing that path to get...
The initial bar was set
right.
Nice and high and was a good example of like, all right, we're going to set the bar high because... It's gonna be a tough thing to try and match that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I think that you will match it. I think you're doing a fine job. And so this is yours. You're in charge of this one.
I'm in charge of this one.
And you're going tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
All right.
Yep. I won't say what time because I don't want anybody to stalk me.
Mm-mm.
I don't think it matters. But yeah, we're going tomorrow night. So dinner and then and then this business. And I've kind of decided what I want to do. I think I'm going to do, is like, if you do that urban art looking thing, mm-hmm. you can bring any silhouette image that you want to work with.
Oh.
And I'm kind of thinking about doing the shot of the Beatles crossing Abbey Road, the silhouette of the four dudes.
Oh yeah. That'd be cool.
Crossing over. Yeah. That's possible.
I like the Beatles. Why not?
Yeah.
That's a great album. That's the one with Barefoot John or Paul.
That's right.
And
he's dead.
Because
he's dead at the time.
Vroom, yeah. vroom, vroom, vroom. Paul is dead. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Remember that?
Well, that bit you're doing was from the White Album, from playing Revolution Number 9 backwards.
Oh, I thought it was...
I'm sorry, just Revolution backwards.
My memory of that is really vague, but I remember them. In fact, I bet YouTube's probably got a copy of this. I want to find it, though. There was this really old 80s... Maybe it was just radio, so it wouldn't be on YouTube, but really old 80s era, in-depth, like, hour yeah. and a half long documentary-style thing about the Beatles and all their backmasking and how Paul McCartney's dead.
It was put together... it was put together by a radio station. I met the guy who did that.
Oh,
and
man.
Really, really cool. And he describes basically the whole thing around that. And
well, I don't know if it's cool because I think it's BS, right? So it's cool in the way that they took the BS as far as they did and how it kind of enraptured my curiosity as a kid. But it's also BS.
Well, if I remember correctly, the Beatles kind of rolled into it. Like there was a thing that people were assuming based on clues that they were making up. Like it was them seeing crop circles and patterns and stuff like that. And tea leaves that said, that made them think that Paul was dead. And the Beatles said, well, why don't we just play into this music as a sort of a publicity item.
Yeah, no, I get it. I think they probably did lean into it.
Yeah,
but it was freaking. It was just like He-Man is Satan's toy or whatever. It's the same kind of garbage,
right? It's people seeing patterns and things that aren't really there, and
yep.
And you know that whole backwards masking thing that got even nuttier after that stuff at the
Beatles. And if I was them, I would milk it too. I'd want that to go on and be weird, right? I mean, I would.
Yeah. Okay.
Like this, for example.
Vote for Mitt Romney.
No, hold on. Which one was this?
The mark of the beast appears on the forehead of Barack Obama.
Okay.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Okay.
Obama.
I can't find it. It's the one, remember, he said, they played it backwards and it says, Hail Satan. That's what I got to look for, is Hail Satan.
Oh, thank you, Satan.
Yeah, thank you, Satan. For. Let's see.
Hail, alien duelist.
No, that's not it.
Hail
Don't
Satan.
Look for hail.
No, it's not that. What is
look
it?
Look for thank you, Satan. It's not the hail, Satan. It's thank you, Satan.
You're right. Thank. Hold on.
Thank you, Satan.
You know, yeah. No, this is it. You're right. Okay, here it is. Thank you, Satan.
Thank you, Satan.
And I forgot what it was when it wasn't backwards. It was something else.
Thank you, Satan.
I love Trump.
I love Trump. Trump's the best.
Thank you,
I love Trump.
Oh, and then you did it once.
Thank you, Satan.
I forgot we did all this.
That's right, yeah.
Right.
But I can't remember what it was forward. I can't remember what the...
I don't either. I could find out real quick, but I don't want to. I don't feel like it.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, well, good luck on your date. That sounds like a good time to me.
It's going
to
be a blast. Lots of photos and stuff.
Let's
see
if we hear back from Dan. Sure. Still out, working on the neighborhood. Thinks it's still out. Okay, his power's still out. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do an impromptu switch in plans today and do this. Okay, let's see what we got here. I actually wasn't prepared for this because, you know, we weren't thinking we were going to do it.
Right, we weren't thinking this was going to happen. So.
Oh, I did play. By the way, I ended up getting Donut County because of you.
Oh, yeah. What do you think of that?
Like, I really like it. It's awesome.
It is Katamari Damacy, basically.
Yeah. It's that, but there's also, there's something about a hole. Even a virtual one where you just keep dumping stuff in it and it's like endless. There's something about that. I can't put my finger on why I love
it's
that.
It's really satisfying. Like it's got a, it is a,
it's really good.
Feeling of good closure. It's like, oh.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
All this stuff. Yeah.
What have I been using? I found one I like. Okay. I found an app called, it's a game. published by Crescent Moon Games, who I'm a big fan of these guys. It's called Subdivision Infinity. Now, full disclosure, they sent me a code for this because they knew or they had heard, because we have some fans that work there, had heard that I really like space games. Like, I like space trading and space pirates and that kind of stuff. And I'm always on the hunt for something cool. So they sent this game called Subdivision Infinity, and it's basically that. It's a pay-for-it kind of game, so no ads or any of that crap. It's beautiful for what it is, but they also are very mindful that you're on a portable platform like this, and they don't make you do things that are ridiculously stupid or complicated for a phone. They try to keep it kind of easy to get into. So if I'm supposed to go mine some asteroids, I go do that. I go do them easily, and I come back, and I cash it in, and I get whatever reward I had. And, ooh, I have enough space credits to upgrade my ship to have a better turret gun. Sweet. Now I can go do some of these missions where I can take out these space pirates without too much of a breaking a sweat or whatever. But it's graphically is maybe the most amazing thing about it. Gameplay-wise, it's a lot like a lot of those games people play. That was weird. Mm-hmm. My mouse just freaked out, and I don't know why.
I heard that. Was that me? Was that you? Was it me?
Totally me. Subdivision Infinity. Okay, chat room, I just wanted to show you a taste of this. Here we go. Here's some gameplay. I won't play any audio because there's no point, really, but you'll
and
get...
I can see it on... I get YouTube pulled up.
So you can take a look at it. So let me skip around here. So here he's out flying. Shooting some asteroids, I guess. Actually, I don't know what he's doing. Oh, yeah, it looks like he's mining an asteroid, which is fine. That's what you want. It's a really pretty
cool.
You know, outer space, full 360 XY Z axis. Like you go anywhere. It's not like flat or whatever. This guy's doing a very boring task right now, but I'll take you somewhere where he's actually fighting. Here we go. There's all this like space debris that's always flipping past you. You go to new sectors and new systems. You land on those new stations, and they'll have job boards there. And you're like, oh, okay, I'll go kill five of these and come back and do whatever. I mean, these kind of games, you know, there's a ton of them. Elite Dangerous is a good example. There's many others, but the point is that they're all kind of not fetch quests, but a lot of it is. Like, a lot of it is take this ore to station B Beta 7, which is in the Alpha system, and so you warp there, and then you fly, and you dock, and you turn it in, and you talk to the guy, and he gives you another mission, and it's in some ways kind of simple that way, but there's something about that stuff being in space that I just can't get enough of it. I don't know what my deal is. Anyway, a really fun, portable version of that. And beautiful to boot. Looks really nice on the phone and the iPad, for that matter.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm looking at this thing on the iPad, and it is.
It's a pretty game.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, really pretty game.
Yeah, it's.
And how's the space combat? Like, is it easy with these kind of controls?
Really good, surprisingly good. And I think it actually has MiFi support, so that may even be better for some. But
nice.
This on-screen stuff, I'm doing it with my phone. The on-screen stuff's good. You find an enemy. It gives you a reticule for where they are and where they will be. So you fire where they will be.
Nice.
And then you can lead your fire and then kill them that way. And I find it pretty satisfying and not difficult. It's they've clearly said, you know, this is a phone game. We got to be smart about how this feels. And they've made it feel really good. And I like it. It's just a fun loop. It's like, okay, I did a thing. I now have more stuff. I can buy better things. Okay, now I have a new ship. Now I'm going to go out. I'm going to do more things. Like, it's just got that kind of thing going on.
That's cool.
The person that's playing right now is just kind of being weird. I don't know what he's doing. But you see, here's an upgrade screen chat. You can see where you go and upgrade your engines, your shields, your mining tools, your cargo space. Like, it's space, man. Huh. Subdivision Infinity. iOS is where it's at. I do not think this is on Android, but I'm not sure. It may have changed since I first picked it up from those guys. But I've been playing it again recently, and I just really like it. So if it sounds like it's your bag, you might actually like it as well. Subdivision Infinity. Check it out.
Very cool.
Now. Brian, what do you have?
I have a game that was the 2018 Apple Design Award winner. This thing is gorgeous, and it is right up my alley. Now, I did some looking around. It is not available on Android, so I'm sorry. This is an iOS only thing. The game is called Frost, and it's made by company called, shoot, I had it in front of me, Kanabi Brother.
Oh, Frost. I think I have heard of this.
Yeah, and it's it reminds me a lot of, God, there was a really cool game where you you had pulses. Maybe it was called Pulse. Mm-hmm. You had pulses of like out in space. Oh, no. It was orbit thing, and you had to try and get things into the right orbit around around a star, yeah. Just the right amount of distance. Anyway, this is just as beautiful visually and just as engrossing. This thing is really, really simple in premise, but is one of those things where, oh, first three levels, four levels, yeah, piece of cake, sure. And then all of a sudden you start getting into the more difficult levels. But you've got these streams of like protons or lights, basically, that are flying around. And you drag your finger on the screen to create a little tunnel that they are going to fly around in. And you're trying to get them to a circle on the screen. And when that circle kind of fills up with these things kind of spinning around in it, like they're in one of those sphere cages that motorcycles are in at the county fair.
Yeah.
Once that thing fills up, then you move on to the next level. Oh, photons. I'm sorry, not protons.
It has really cool particle effects.
Like, just gorgeous particle effects. Yeah.
That's cool.
And then you get some streams of light that bounce off of your tunnels. So you got to figure out how to get the blue ones over within the tunnel while the yellow ones bounce off the side into the circle. And just visually, it is a gorgeous, gorgeous game.
It's really cool looking. And I'm looking at video and it's neat.
Yeah. It really is. And it's just like yours. It's $4.99, but totally all over this thing. Totally dig it.
All right.
And totally worth the $5 for me. I'm barely, you know, barely 15 levels into it, and I'm at the stage where it's like you've really got to think about the path you're making and why you're, you know, where you're building and stuff.
No, it looks like fun.
It's cool.
Again, it's called Frost.
It's called Frost, and it's made by Kunabi Brother.
Yeah, it's got Stephen Frost narrates it. No.
And Mark Frost, did the interview for it.
Oh,
and,
okay. Oh, wow. It just really goes deeper than I expected.
And you see it halfway through Frost Nixon. And
I love that movie. Hey, I'm gonna show something that the chat room just sent me. I don't know what's
this is that video, started. Right?
Yeah. So a very popular YouTube channel called Unbox Therapy, and they basically just do unboxing of technology, of phones, of whatever. So if there's a new iPhone out, they're like the first ones to do a video on it. Mm-hmm. Big, very popular, many millions of, 12 million subscribers, kind of a big channel. Well, they used one of my comics, I guess. So not that they needed to ask, maybe I should have, because they make a lot of money on this channel, but anyway,
yeah, they do.
I'm going to play, we'll just see if we can get some context for it. So let me unmute this and play it.
Discussion of contrast, that like one thing is the thing and the other thing is not the thing. And honestly, it doesn't break down that way. It's like so many other things in life. There is a gradient, there is a gray area, and the vast
majority. Okay, what I think happened is they Google imaged it. That's what I think they did.
I think so too, because it's not relevant. The drawing that you did, the illustration you did, is like the difference between iOS and Android users, and 99 cents, no problem. Whoa, no way am I paying 99 cents.
It's an old joke,
it
too.
It has nothing to do with what he's talking about.
No, I don't know, because I didn't get into the context, but this thing's from like 2013. It's one of the more controversial ones I ever put up. I used to get a lot of heat for this one from Android users. We're like, you're not so cheap, me. But I'm like, the stereotype's funny. It's a comic. Relax, you know? And I also don't, this thing where it says differences between iOS and Android users, number 450 or 4,543. I don't have the others.
Did you get a lot of people saying, I want to see the other 4,000?
I did. Some people said that. He says, oh, real funny. You're going to make up a fake number. I'm like, oh my gosh, dude. Have you read comics before? Is that a thing you've done? But anyway, no, that's nice.
You should have replied with reason number 627 why I don't listen to people on the internet.
As if I needed another one. But anyway, that's kind of cool for them to show that in there. Although I think I don't know what they make. They're making probably a million a year.
Probably. But you know what the cool thing is?
Yeah.
Is that they left your name, URL, all that stuff in there.
Yeah, they left it in. You're right.
Exactly. It, like, you know, as opposed to the, it's a trap. You know, it's a snack thing, the Admiral Snack Bar.
Yep.
Where that got traded around. I swear I still see that the person walking the AT-AT.
Mm-hmm.
I see that on stickers and all sorts of...
Oops, sorry.
All over the place.
Yeah, every once in a while I do as well. Or the Blue Prophecy one, the big blue shell.
Oh, the shell, yeah.
That gets used on shirts and mouse mats and a million other things.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, in some ways it's like, oh, what a nice little honor. And on the other hand, I'm like, your videos make a lot of money. You could have thrown me a dime.
kick me a buck or two.
$25
is all I'm asking for.
Anyway, yeah. It's fine. It's probably not even the first time that joke was, you know, expressed, as far as I know. Anyway, yeah. Still pretty cool. Thanks for finding that out, everybody. I got tons of people telling me about this, and there it is. Hey, what else? Dan says his power's still out. I'm just checking with him, making sure. Yeah. Still out. All right, well, that's okay, because now it's time for this.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry.
Wonder if he has a Twitter account.
He might. He has made it clear that it's time for us to check these. So we're now going to check them. I cannot believe that...
You're going to tell me Peter Fisher is first.
He's not. That's what I'm saying. I'm shocked.
What? Oh,
he's
what?
He's not even in the recent, like, most five or something.
What?
I know. I don't get it. Anyway, Erton says...
Burton.
Have you guys watched Peaky Blinders and did you find those guns? He just says the Peaky Blinders part I added.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's asking if we've watched that?
We've talked
yeah.
about the show on the show many times, haven't we?
That's all right. And you know what? It's okay if you haven't listened to every episode of TMS. We'll happily talk about how much we loved Peaky Blinders. Are you all caught up? Did you watch the
No, I'm still behind on the season. Yeah, I'm just behind. I have this Netflix problem. I gotta quit assuming, yeah. or I gotta quit just pushing it off and going, oh, it'll always be there, because then I never get around to it. I need to get to it.
Yeah, and that one we don't know for sure if it's gonna be.
Well, that's true. We don't know if they're doing a fourth or fifth or whatever, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we know there's gonna be a fifth because, the girl from the Vavavitch. You remember that movie, the Vavavitch?
The Vavavitch.
Yeah, it's instead of it being the witch, they use two V's instead of a W.
Oh.
You watched it and you recommended it for recommendal.
Did
so
I
know you watched it.
Yeah. Did I though? I don't remember it.
Yeah, I think you totally did.
I really
anyway.
Don't. Okay, I'll take your word for it. But she's
Anna Taylor-Joy is part of the has been announced as being part of the fifth season.
And she's the blonde from the first season?
She's the blonde from The Witch.
Oh. What
she's
is,
new. She's new to Peaky Blinders.
Oh, the witch. The witch. The one with the... Right. The
goats.
Set in like the late 1700s,
yes,
early 1800s, and
yes.
the goat people.
Goats.
The goats. Right? Goats. Okay.
Yeah, goats.
All right. Why? Wait, I don't get the Vivivitch part. What's that?
Look at the logo up. Like, find the witch movie.
Okay, I'm looking. Oh. You're right, dude. I never noticed that. Did we talk about this?
We talked about that. Yeah, somebody's gonna find it.
I remember talking about this. You're right. There's two V's in there.
It's a double V, yes. Instead of a W, it's a double V.
I never even thought about it. I must be possessed by one of the goats. That's what's going on.
Must be, yes. That must be it.
The Viva itch.
Anyway, so she's joining the cast of Peaky Blinders for season 5, which means there's going to be a Peaky Blinders season 5, which is the most important part of
everything
that
we're
sentence.
Saying, right? And she's
yep, exactly.
awesome. She was great in The Witch.
She's going to be in the New Mutants film. I wonder if she's going to be playing Ilyana Rasputin, since she's kind of got that that Russian blonde look.
Yeah, she does. She totally
that
does.
Eastern European.
Rasputin.
Ilyana Rasputin. How would Steven Seagal?
Oh, how would he say it? He'd say Vladimir Putin.
Rasputin.
Hold on, we're gonna hear him again because I want to.
Yeah,
Seagal. It's really the greatest.
Vladimir Putin.
Why don't you just get down and lick between his toes, you douche?
That's how we made that sound.
Yeah, that's right. We get to the
anyway.
Putin. All right. If you get, oh, let's see. Rob Dalton says, car horn gets me every time. That's not a question.
Oh, the dude, just the.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
That guy's the best.
Yeah, he's pretty great. It gets him every time. When you
and if I think about the video, if I think about what's happening, I automatically crack up.
What is it though? I mean, is he saying it gets him every time and that it's funny to him, or it gets him every time and that it scares him, makes him jump?
No, I think it gets him every time and that it's funny to him.
Okay, that's fine. Let's find it again. No, hold on. No, there it is. It's pretty good.
It's really good. I saw a photo. You know that meme that went around a few days ago, that this is my son. He's a
The one about the he can't group day. He has to group day with her. Yeah, that whole bull crap that she made up, turns out.
Yeah, there was. Oh, really?
Yeah, she made it up.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, the brothers. Even... She's some old Fox News watching lady. And her other sons were like, oh my gosh, mom. And they started like putting out other social media saying, my mom made this up. It's not true at all. I don't know why she's throwing my brother under the bus here. Like she just was, what do they call that? Building a straw man or whatever?
Yeah.
She made a straw man out of her own son.
Oh my God. That's even better.
What a bad.
Anyway, so there was a, I'm going to make a mistake and I'm going to pull this up because I could not. Look, all right, so I'm going to give you a link.
Give me a link.
I'm going to give you a link, and we can talk about this. But these were basically, this is a Paste article about the funniest Him2 tweets that came from that, this is my son. And so it's like people doing, this is my son, and it's Norman Bates. He single-handedly runs a small hotel. He's a homeowner. You know, he knows a boy's best friend is his mother.
Oh,
he won't go
amazing.
On solo dates due to the current climate of false accusations by radical anti-shower-stabbing feminists.
Yeah, there you go. By the way, first of all, so let me read the original tweet, give people some context.
Okay. Yeah.
Blue Star Navy Mom 3 is her name, although her real Twitter account is Marla Reynolds C3. She says, sure. This is my son. It's a picture of him leaning on his knee in his sailor suit. Says he graduated number one in boot camp.
Like he's in a Broadway production of Anchors Away.
Yeah,
like,
it totally looks that way. They don't still do this, do they? Does the Navy still dress like this for the lower
know.
Ranks?
I don't know. I know they do still. That is their not fancy dress. What is it?
Office. What do they call that?
Yeah,
I know what you mean. It's like when Picard
formal,
would wear the
formal. That's
oh, they're formal.
Formal,
right? Because yeah. Picard would wear the longer. They did this in Star Trek. He'd wear that longer version of the Captain Picard dress thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, says he graduated number one in boot camp. He was awarded the USO award. He was number one in high school. He's a number one what?
That's the weirdest part. He was number one in a school.
In a school? Anyway. He is a gentleman who respects women. He won't go on solo dates due to the current climate of false sexual allegations by radical feminists with an axe to grind. I vote him too. Hashtag.
Hashtag him too.
So all the you gotta I mean I don't it's not here but the brother piping in going oh my gosh my mom made this up like
I think it might be at the bottom now that I'm looking through these
oh,
but
they
you scroll through
it?
These and you've got Buffalo Bill from or Buffalo Bob from Silence of the Lambs you've got
oh here it is I found it
blue.
It says. My brother is trending on Twitter because my mom's ridiculous tweet. I'm a mixture of laughing hard and feeling bad for him. Hashtag him too. And then he says, that was my mom. And it's her brother. It's her son again, but out of the outfit.
Right. Doing the same pose, but out of the outfit.
Says, sometimes the people we love do things that hurt us without realizing it. Let's turn this around. I respect and believe women. I never have and never will support him, too. I am a proud Navy vet, cat dad, and ally. Also, Twitter, your meme game is on point. So that's the actual son doing
that's
that.
The actual son, yes.
Your anyway, mom so sucks, you scroll, dude. Your mom sucks.
If you sucks. Scroll up, there's a photo, one of the tweets that came from this thing is from somebody named S. Esmerie is voting, and then the wave icon November 6th.
What's with this doll?
I can't look at that thing without laughing. I mean, the text underneath it is hilarious, but I can't look at that doll, that photo, without laughing.
Oh my gosh, that doll face is so good.
I'm putting this in the...
It says, this is my son. I found him in a cemetery eating bath salts. When I bring him with me to Walmart. The cashier doesn't argue about my expired coupons. Sometimes he hides thumbtacks in my shoes. He won't go on solo dates because women find him sexually intimidating. I vote him too. These are great, dude.
That I've never face seen that photo. Is that's a meme else. Photo or anything. That's but amazing. That photo just cracks me up. Look at that. Like everything that could possibly go wrong with that doll has gone wrong with it.
I mean, is that real? Is that a real doll?
It's got the Marty Feldman eyes. I don't know if it's real or not.
Really freaky, dude. I don't like it.
One of its eyes is half closed. The
look at the wrong hair. Way. That's a hell of a catch. Good job.
I swear, I couldn't. I was laughing so hard I couldn't even close the browser window yesterday when I saw this.
Yeah, the worst part about this whole thing is that the mom will probably never see any of this because she sucks.
I think there was a thing on Today Show. Was it this morning or yesterday morning where they did talk to her and the son? And
yeah,
I'm embarrassed about it, but you know.
Well, then don't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't make stuff up. She says here, it says, for a while, Marla responded to the tweets that she was getting before she deleted all of them and her account. So the account's gone.
I get it all. Shut them all down.
She did like
shut
Kanye.
Down every compactor on level 9. Shut them all down.
Didn't Kanye, he deleted all his too. He's done. He got out.
Wouldn't that be the best?
I think he did. I think he went and deleted all his social media.
What? Yeah. After after yesterday? Or
no,
was
I think it was
before.
Right before his Trump meeting, he deleted all of Twitter, saying it made him a monster or something. I can't remember what it was.
Mm. Oh, that's what it was, huh?
Something like that. Someone will find it. Chat room, you can find it. What's going on out there? Some kind of something. Anyway, Peaky Blinders, see it. It's a good show.
Yeah.
Well, oh, no, that was Carhorn guy. We're glad you like the Carhorn.
That was Carhorn, yeah, yes, exactly.
Thank you, Rob. It's Me says, what's y'all favorite TMS meme? Fish sandwich? Howdy, hi, Birdum, what? What do you think? What do you like?
Oh, geez. I think Let's Test the Ship's Phasers is my favorite.
Yeah, that one's really good.
Yeah.
I also like that one. That's why I keep it handy. I keep it in a special place because it's so good.
Again, it's got to have more than just like a kind of initial chuckle, and then that one I still laugh. The more I hear it, I still laugh at it.
Let's test the ship's phasers.
It's still good. His mom's the best. Speaking of moms, that's a totally good mom. That's a nice mom right there.
That is a good mom. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's...
This is my son. He helped me test the ship's phasers.
I think this one right here.
I can definitely see why you like it.
I like that one a lot. Yeah. That has meaning for me.
Because it's so honest. It wasn't somebody trying to have a laugh. They weren't acting. It was an honest response to our show.
Yeah. This one's pretty good.
That guy on Twitter lied.
That one's all right. Because that one I can use in places, you know?
The whole clip-clop lady, I think that's another good one.
She's so good. People get mad at me when I play that one, though.
Really?
Yeah.
In the snowboard clip loss?
Because they think I'm just being like racist about her, but we're not. Oh, no. It's cute and funny. If I could find that woman, I'd hug her because she sounds great.
Absolutely. Yes.
She sounds awesome. Like just the kind of people I need in my life. That's Patrick Stewart. That's got nothing to do with the clip.
Oh, yeah. Four lights.
Diablo 4 confirmed. All right, what else we got here? Neil Patel says, what does Brian think of how time travel is handled in Man in the High Castle season 3? Have you seen it yet?
No, I have not seen season 3 yet.
One and two were
amazing. I've not seen season 2 yet, as a matter of fact. That's the one that I'm behind on.
I can't criticize because I'm behind on everything, but that's an amazing show. Oh, it's so good. I can't, I'm behind too. I haven't seen 3 yet, so.
It's on the list, and that might be one I do on my own because I'm not sure how much Tina was into it, but I might watch that.
Easily one of my favorites, though. I take it for granted that it even exists because I just love it so much. I really like that show.
Just started watching Ozark season 2, and
I heard good things, but I love the first one. I don't know, love's not the right word. It disturbed me.
Yeah.
Mainly because Michael Bluth and all that.
That Appalachian couple, the people who basically own the town's drug supply before.
They're freaky.
Charlie Bird came to town. They are freaky.
Yeah.
They're great.
I assume there's more of them in 2. In fact, I'll bet that's the main conflict in two, right?
That's one of the main conflicts.
Yeah. I'll have to get into there. I don't like what's her name with the giant eyeballs, though. What's her name? She's her eyes are always
the actress.
Yeah.
That plays her his wife.
Yeah, she's always like this.
Truman Show wife. Her name is Lisa McGillicuddy.
Catherine. No, wait. I can't think of it.
Portuguese water blossom.
That's it. That's it. I forget her name, but she tries something about her eyes. She drives me nuts.
Yeah, she was great in Love Actually. That's my favorite role of hers. Laura Linney. Thank you.
Laura Linney. Thank you very
Ace
much.
Ace Diabunks. A C Diabunks.
Yeah.
Ace Diabunks. I'm saying Ace Diabunks.
Okay, go. I'd say stick with it. You're good. How about this one? What is your favorite Disney villain? Says Loey D. I think mine is Jafar from. I like that guy a lot.
They're trying to lead us into a Pumbaa thing, aren't they?
They might be. They might be.
Stairs, which is also another one of my favorite TMS memes. That and he was a lot. It was a tiger, right?
Yeah, the Tony the Tiger. No, sorry, not Tony the Tiger.
Chester
Cheetah. But that's what threw me off was that I think of Tony the Tiger when you say Chester Cheetah. Just like if somebody says Garrett Weinzierl, I think Kyle Ferguson. I have this weird click with all of those things where I just get them mixed up. But yeah, Jafar from
Aladdin.
Aladdin, thank you. I almost said the littlest Aladdin. It's like, what's wrong with me? That is a really cool villain that's funny and charming and evil and weird, and I think he's great.
For sure. I like Hades. I like
he is good.
James Woods.
He's such a dick now, though, that guy. I'm not saying it should hurt your character, because it shouldn't. It's still an amazing performance and maybe one of the best
in history. Adds to it, if nothing else.
Yeah, but man, has he turned into a giant penis lately.
Yeah.
Michael
Eisner. That's good. Yeah. What's your favorite Disney villain? High prices.
That's pretty good. Someone else said Kylo Ren. Doesn't count. Anubis doesn't count.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Wow.
Because then you could say, oh, well, now they own Fox, so it's Colonel Flagg from MASH is my favorite Disney villain.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you could say anybody, I guess.
Sure.
All right. Here's, let's see here. I'll try one more of these. Jeremy Weekle says, my wife's favorite episode of TNG is when Dr. Crusher has sex with a ghost. Should I divorce her? I mean, what's your favorite episode of TNG? That's what he really means.
Only if your wife is Dr. Crusher.
We watched this for Film Sack, and I will never forget how bad that is. It is so bad.
Yeah, I mean, you're not telling us it's her favorite. Like, it's not really her favorite episode, or she loves it ironically or something.
Jeremy,
right? I mean,
if you're listening, can you clarify that for us? Do you really think, does she really think it's her favorite, or are you joshing us here? Because it's that bad that you just, it's universally bad. There's nobody in this planet who should like that except maybe the person who directed it. And even them, they have to have regrets at this point.
That's why I don't even think Gates McFadden likes that episode.
Yeah. Sub Rosa, right?
No.
I forgot about that. Oh, do I have that?
Please tell me you have that.
Oh, I might. Hold on. Okay. What would I have called that?
Crusher? Dr. Crusher, maybe?
Crusher. Wait.
It's Sub Rosa is the episode, but I don't think you'd
have it on your Sub Rosa. Oh, I think I do. Oh my gosh. Ready?
No.
That's it, dude. That's totally it. I kept it.
That's the best. Was it? So it is under Sub Rosa?
No. It was Sub Rosa. No, I did. It was. It says, I typed in Crusher and No, and that did it. It's Crusher No is what I called it.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Where did I park the Enterprise? No.
Why is this thing playing more things? Oh, you know what it is. I have a whole bunch of files that that's a long story why that's happening. Forget it.
Okay.
That's it for your questions. Thanks for your Twitter questions. AskTMS is the hashtag, and you should use it on the frequent so that we here can answer your questions each and every week on the PM episode of the show. Big ups and shout out to Dan, who's still out of power. It looks like he probably, as a result of the hurricane, they just got a ton of participation. a ton of precipitation.
A lot of participation.
Yeah, a lot of participating water, let's put it that way, moved its way up from the Florida panhandle and pooped right on the Carolinas there. So enjoy that fun time. We'll catch him next week. Should be anyway. Frogpants.showbot.tv is the place for all of you right now listening live to go and vote for a show title gleaned from today's podcast.
That's right. Or gleaned from the Warcraft thing that took place beforehand.
Yeah, that's fine because that's what's there now, right? I don't think anyone
99% of it is that. And the only other title is Crusher No No. Which, you know what? I'm ready to declare a winner there. Right. I think that's... We're not going to get any better than that, folks.
Close the polls. We have a winner. Anyway, thank you all for listening. If you didn't know why this fifth episode a week happens, well, it's because of you over at patreon.com/TMS. Without you over there, we don't have a fifth episode. In fact, it's very likely don't have it at all. Say what?
This episode happens because people paid for it. If you're not one of them, become one of them.
Yeah, become one of them. I mean, Brian and I are stupid. What we should have done is made it so nobody could get this unless you paid. But we weren't thinking then. This was new. Patreon was new. We didn't understand how this works. Should have held it as this piece that only the people who were on there knew. But instead, we're dumb, and we give it to everybody, and we just hope that some of you go, oh, yeah, you know, I really should belly up and throw a buck their way.
We do it because we're generous. Be generous back.
Yeah, and there's lots of you who are, and we really appreciate it. But just
yes,
more
we do
of
love
you.
Yes, and I'm joking. We appreciate the heck
more
out
of you. That's all we're saying. Frogpants.com/TMS for everything else you might need. All right, Brian, we got a song to play here at the end of the show. What do we got?
Yes. This one goes out to Vlad, who says, greetings, cover master and comic constructor. Mm. Today I get to do one of the No Man's Land birthdays. Between 21, where the fun begins, and 25, where the car insurance becomes more reasonable. So he's somewhere between 21 and 25.
Yeah.
By the way, this is an older one. This was from the 3rd. I just now am getting to it. Let's see. This past year has been a year of change, mostly for the better. I can confidently say I know myself better now than I ever have, and I have the clearest vision of the next 5 years than I've ever could have hoped. This next chapter of my life is shaping up to be the most intense and most interesting yet. Thank you for being there with me every step of the way, making me laugh, making me cry, but most importantly, teaching me how to be happy.
Aww.
Here's to learning more, laughing more, and crying maybe just a little bit less. Sincerely, Vlad.
Oh, that's very nice, Vlad. Sounds Russian.
Vlad's awesome. We love Vlad in the Facebook group and the Tadpole and everywhere. He's awesome. Yep. Now, his request, though, was for a cover of Highwayman done by something punk and rock and, you know, something heavier. Mm. About a week ago, like the day before his request came in, I played a cover of Highwayman by a band called Iced Earth. And it is the only version of that song that I have that is rockin' and is heavy and all that. So he does say, if not something, I trust you to pick something. You are the cover master. So I'm going to pick, I'm going to go off the board, Alex, and I'm going to pick something else. This is from an album called The Music Remains the Same, a metal tribute to Led Zeppelin. And it's by a group called The Consortium Project. This is a more apt title of a band, I don't know, has ever been, because this is actually one guy, Ian Perry. He's the only full-time member of the band, but he just like recruits other guest members to help him make every song and every album. And he's Norwegian, I believe.
Norwegian.
Netherlands. He's from the Netherlands.
Oh, wasn't that, Norway is Norwegian.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is their cover of Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song. Here is the Consortium Project.
Oh, man, I was having so much fun here. I forgot to drag it over. So let's do that real fast. Oh, okay. Hey,
well,
here
can tell
it
everybody.
Is.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Woo!
Yeah, have a good one. We'll see you on Monday. Come on back now. You hear?
From the midnight sun with offspring.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Scrutiny.
All right.